production. Let's go. Afternoons with those two girls.
It's not going to be easy. It's going to be really hard.
Getting you through the mid-arvo slump.
You hang in there, man. You hear me?
You can still turn it around.
No. You're more beautiful than Cinderella.
Here they are.
All right.
Release the clock.
Afternoons with Blaze and Sarah.
I'm so much more relaxed.
G'day, g'day.
Hi, everyone.
How you going?
Well, I'm quite sad, to be honest, because last night was the season 4 finale of Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, God, I completely forgot that was on. Don't tell me anything. I have to watch it on SBS On Demand.
There will be no spoilers here because I just wouldn't dream of doing that.
How are you feeling? Because that's the show that you and Dane religiously watch together.
Yes, we do. We
get
love
off
it.
To.
Oh, AB, thank you.
refer to back episodes of Afternoons for the full story there. But you know, that...
And you know what? Sorry, on that, do you know what Dane wore last night while we watched The Handmaid's Tale?
Not his noisy jacket again.
He wore the bloody noisy jacket again.
That's because I told you your Queenslander is the temperature of an ice bath. Did you have the fire on?
No, because we were downstairs. The fireplace is upstairs.
Oh, well,
Sarah.
More for you.
The point is...
Bougie.
Season 4 is over. I feel like those 10 episodes went so quickly. If you're a big Handmaid's Tale fan, I'm sure you'll agree. And now, of course, what ended up happening, I don't know if you do this when you finish up a TV series or a season, but we ended up sitting on the couch and reading every possible article related to why did it end like that? When season 5 coming?
Yeah.
What will be the plot? Will the characters remain the same? We ended up sitting on the couch for an extra 45 minutes trying to work out. And of course, I knew this would be the case, but apparently season 5 won't be out until April 2022. They haven't even started filming it yet.
Yeah.
They film it sort of in spring over there in the US. So later in the year. So I just don't know what we're going to do.
Well,
we need to find another show.
That's the thing. It leaves a gaping chasm in one's life when your favourite series
ends. And Dane is so loyal down to TV series. I'll try and suggest alternatives.
I'm telling you what you need to watch. I've been rabbiting. You need to try Line of Duty.
This is what I am faced with when I make suggestions. I'm open to it, Sarah. My husband is not. He's like, I will never watch anything other than The Handmaid's Tale.
No.
And I was like, there's no point in being like that.
No, please. Look, I'm going to open it up to everyone on Instagram.
Why can't I get on Instagram?
Slide into our DMs at Lise and Sarah. Should Lise and Dane start watching Line of Duty? Because I think it's a perfect show for couples to watch together.
Is there enough oppression in it for her to really enjoy it?
No, we're into oppression.
She loves the oppression. It's her kink.
I mean, this is so uncomfortable because I am sure there are some family members who respect what I do and listen to this show.
In fact, have you realised you're wearing a red jumper to work today?
I did that on purpose because I'm seeing Dane later this afternoon.
God!
No, come on. Come on. You know that Dane and I would be more like...
I don't want to hear what characters you would
be
more like in the Handmaid's Tale.
Stop talking. Nick and June.
No.
It's a Nick and June situation. It's definitely not a Commander Waterford. Absolutely not. It's
stop
Nick
talking.
And June.
Fade her down, AB. Fade her down.
Afternoons with those two girls.
Getting you through the mid-arvo slump.
We finished work an hour earlier than we usually do yesterday because we were so goddamn efficient. And that meant we had roughly 2 hours
before
we had to go and get the kids from school. So we threw in the towel and I said to Lise, do you want to just go and grab some lunch and we'll go for a wander? Because Lise has been on the hunt for a pair of black pants and there was something on sale in Sass and Bide. So we thought, right, let's just go and have an hour shopping to ourselves because we haven't done that in, I don't know, Lizzie, a year? A long time.
I would say, yeah, we've been really good.
So off we trotted, and because the Sass and Bide store is in a boutique street, we made We made a few visits to some high-end stores.
Which isn't usually our jam, really, let's be perfectly honest.
No.
Like, we're quite happy in a run-of-the-mill Westfield.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm quite happy looking through a Target all the time.
Anyway, the pants you wanted in Sassenbide weren't there, so we wandered along to another shop where Lise went in and tried on a pair of black pants. Now, the slacks that Lise pulled off the rack and she took into the change room, tried them on and came out and gave me a little fashion parade outside, and the sales assistant was there, and we were both just gushing because they looked amazing. You know, Lise is a tall woman, so finding length, full stop,
length
is an issue.
Yes.
That's something that's okay for flats, something that's for heels. It was body skin, like grazing without being tight in the crotchal area.
High-waisted, but not too high-waisted.
They were the
slight flare, but I will
perfect
say
balance.
It's a shop that I've never set foot in because I know the price points are above where I'm comfortable spending for an item of clothing.
Right. So
just not that kind of gal.
I guess the problem is Lise didn't check the price tag before she went into the change room.
I knew. I didn't even want to look at it.
So I was sitting outside in a recliner, leather, Lilo sort of chair. And I was facing away from the change room, and all of a sudden, the sales assistant became busy with another customer who'd walked into the store. And suddenly I feel this hot breath on my ear and Lise's voice in there being like, get up, we've got to go.
Let's go.
Let's go. So I'm madly floundering to sort of get my hips out of this chair and grab my bag. And Lise is like almost out the door. So I'm trying to, you know, sprint walk along there. And just as she left, she did the whole, thank you. Thank you. I do really love them, but I'm just going to have a little look around and see what else catches my eye.
Honest.
I mean, what was the price tag on the pants?
$500.
Right.
Oh, it's so embarrassing as well to be like, it's just really expensive to a shop assistant because they just cannot understand.
And this is a lie. Every sales assistant knows this is a lie.
Sarah, in my defense.
No, I'm not bagging you.
In my defense, I have returned to a shop after saying, I need to think about it. I have thought about it and come back and made a purchase. Rare, but it has happened. And yes, I'm not going to say I'm not spending for. I'll wait for them to be on sale. Thanks, which was what I said to you the minute we walked out. Because the fabric. Notice I didn't say fabrication. Thank you. I've learned my lesson.
If you followed our Instagram stories at Lise and Sarah last night, you'd understand that.
I'm so shook. The fabric on them just wasn't right for an all-year-round pant for me. I'm not spending $500.
Not for $500. It's not jeans.
And the problem with shopping with Sarah.
I was ragging you. Now you're turning it around.
Is that Sarah is the friend. And God, if you're in the mood to drop a bundle, it's perfect. Sarah's the type of friend who's like, you deserve this.
She's a hype girl.
Lise. Lazy, look at me. That colour on you. Sometimes you've got to do things for yourself. This is amazing. This is a pant you will wear until you're 73. Also, it's not. I don't know a 73-year-old who'll wear a neoprene flare personally.
But well, be that lady in the over-50s community village.
You will support any kind of purchase, which I love you for.
No, I'll just support the ones that look amazing on
I'm
you.
I'm a
and
discerning
that
shopper, a.k.a. tight.
How's Dane in contrast? If he was sitting in that chair.
Dane's a Sarah.
Oh, no.
Dane is a Sarah. Dane is, we don't shop together, but Dane will say to me,
bub,
just get whatever you want. That is code for I've bought a whole heap of shit for my motorbike on eBay. So now I
We're
need
even.
You to spend equal amounts.
That's so true. Remember when you were weighing up that Camilla dress? Which you since sold on Facebook Marketplace. But that was probably the most expensive dress you'd ever bought.
Well, I bought it secondhand. Didn't even fork.
And it was still XE. But when you told Dane that, he was just like, looks amazing. Just grab it.
He's like, don't hesitate. And I was what are you wanting to buy? Tell me now. You've been down in that shed for quite a number of weeks. What are you cooking up down there? What are you after for the bike?
He's like, I bought a 5-man tent for us to go camping.
So I've got to ask, do you dream about the item after you don't buy it?
Yeah, I think about things for a long time. But no, this one's off. I'm clear. I'm cut from these pants. That's it. I've divorced myself from them. They're not the right pant for me. Not at that price point, Sarah. No. Absolutely not.
I
see them on sale, maybe, but they're going to have to be 83% off.
I just like the unwritten lies that we tell people in shops. I mean, I would go even so far as to say, if you take it a step further and say, when the sales assistant says, would you like me to put it on hold for you? And you go, yes.
Just for an hour.
With
just
no financial commitment.
And what's your name? Sharon. And what's your phone number? Change the last three digits. And then run away and don't go back into that store.
That was Sarah's dating mojo back in the 2000s.
A lot of lads out there pining over the Sharon they met at the Regatta. That's me, boys.
With the phone number then 0421 830.
One,
there
two,
are no final digits. She just gives them six.
Afternoons.
Getting you through the mid-Arvo slump.
With Lees and Sarah.
Emrata's back in the news. Emrata, of course, being a very talented actress, activist, former model. She's a beautiful, beautiful woman. I don't even know how old she is, Sarah, do you?
In her 20s.
Late 20s, do you think?
Possibly.
She's 30.
She's 30. Okay, thank close. You, AB. Well, Emrata gave birth to her baby, Sylvester Apollo Bear, on the 8th of March this year, Sarah. Mm-hmm. And photos have emerged of Em out and about living her life 3 months postpartum and her physique looking exactly the way it did pre-baby. Now, I want to talk about this with you. I have some thoughts on it. I hate that there's news reports on this, that people are using the term, how can someone bounce back that quickly? Mm. Why is she wearing a blue crop top? In one of the photos, she's wearing low slung denim jeans. She's wearing a blue, it's not even a crop top. It would be like a midriff.
But I mean, her full name is Emily Radikowski. She has 27 million followers on Instagram. She has a successful bikini business because her figure has always been as a swimsuit model. Okay.
Out of this world.
So I am not surprised that her body has returned to its pre-creating a human state, because that's just the way her genetics have worked. And I think we do have to completely change this narrative we have in society of, as you said, Lise, bouncing back, because what does that actually mean? And I'm going to throw you into the mix here, Lise, because you were a model, you were a successful working gal. No. Working model. Working gal is completely the wrong phrase of turn there.
I wasn't on a corner.
No.
There's nothing wrong with being on a corner. No. But that wasn't me.
It wasn't you. But I have seen photos of when you had your first boy. And, I mean, you know, there are photos of you holding him when he's 5 or 6 weeks old. And it just looks like you're holding someone else's baby. Like, I would not have had a clue that you had pregnancy of not, can't even talk because it makes me really annoyed that these women then can't be proud of what their bodies have achieved simply because they've gone back to being
thin. There's two things that I want to bring up. First of all,
because I didn't go back to being thin, and I tell you what, there's no photos that I, full body photos that I took after having my babies, because I was so self-conscious of this whole bounce back trope that we're told. You know, eventually the weight came off.
The thing is that the weight came off me very quickly, but I was saying to you, AB, off air, that I didn't feel like I was in my own body for a whole year. So even though externally, fine, it could have been, if you wanted to measure the bounce back success, sure, you could go, oh, she's bounced back.
And it was all about getting into your jeans again, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the measurement.
Success should be changed to measure that you feel yourself rather than how you look.
I wasn't feeling great. I remember Dane coming into the bathroom and the lights were off, and he said, what's going on? Why is it dark in here? And I said to him, I cannot look at myself in the mirror. And he was like, what is wrong? And I said, I cannot look at myself in the mirror. There was nothing externally. You would have just gone,
Look at Lee's
nothing.
Bouncing back.
That's you not know,
that's
what was
the headline,
in my head.
That, but internally,
that was not what was in my head. Even though the weight was off, I didn't recognise myself. If that makes sense. So that's more mental, right?
Mm. Yeah, we shouldn't dismiss how people feel because we don't even know that M. Radha is not feeling 100%.
Well, there's two things that I want to bring to the conversation. First of all, there's an Australian actress and mother of two who's jumped on her own Instagram. Her name is Claire Holt. She was in Pretty Little Lies and The Vampire Diaries, right? So Claire Holt has 6.3 million followers of her own, and Claire Holt jumped on Insta and called the photos of M. Radakowski annoying. She said, I try not to be the Grinch on here, but I really want to say something because it's annoying me. If you post a picture of your completely flat stomach 10 days after having a baby and call that body positivity, to me, that's the same as posting a picture of the millions of dollars in your bank account and calling that success positivity. It might be true, but it makes other people feel shitty about themselves, and it's not normal, and you're an outlier, and you're lucky. So maybe don't show that part. Can we just use Instagram to try and make people feel included and not feel S-H-I-T about themselves?
So everyone has to feel bad in order for other people to feel good?
Well, that's just it. Like, nobody... You're the only person who controls how you feel, and I know several women in my life who... had babies and returned to how they looked beforehand and felt very guilty about that fact because they were somehow supposed to still have, you know, the muffin top that I did for 6 months after having a baby, or it just makes me feel really icky.
I get it, but the other thing that I want to bring up is if you look at Emily's Instagram account prior to having her baby,
she hasn't changed at all.
Nothing about her content has changed. So this is not a young, beautiful woman who never showed her stomach. All of her content has been identical. So why should she change? If you don't like looking at Emily Radakowski's perfect bosom and flat tummy, if that is difficult for you, I understand it might be unpalatable and difficult for women to look at that. Just don't, because she's just doing her. She's just being herself. She's always done this.
Well, and as you said, Liz, you don't know what's going on for people inside.
Yes.
Too.
But maybe M's fine too. Why does it have to be a negative experience for all women?
It doesn't
women?
Have to be one or
and
the
you
other.
You looked happy in your photos, but you weren't.
Yes.
So maybe she's not.
Maybe she's not. Or maybe she's finding the whole thing a breeze, and shouldn't we just be like, good for bloody you. You look amazing. You're happy. You've sailed through this. Why are we looking for the chink in the armour?
Yeah.
Why are we looking for that thing of, oh, yeah, but her marriage is falling apart. Mm. Oh, yeah, but she hasn't had sex with her husband for... Why are we trying to find it in other people? I think it makes Claire's comment makes me feel, her comment makes me feel icky.
Well, because perhaps she hasn't, maybe she's been unhappy about other, I don't know. Yeah, it's a tricky one because I can remember, I think it's very different now in that we do see so many different pictures of pregnancy and post-birth. I remember when I was 24, and I visited a colleague in hospital who'd had her baby, and she still had her tummy. Until I went to hospital and visited a woman in hospital, I had no idea that you still retained a belly that made you look like you were 5 or 6 months pregnant. I just kind of thought that it went back to normal because that's all we'd seen. But then I think you have women like, I mean, look at Kate Middleton, for example. She's a mere slip of a woman, but she came out on the steps of that hospital waving with her pregnancy belly that, you know, after having little George.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, God, that's great to see that.
Yes.
It is, but also if she was flat, it's also great to see because everybody has a different response.
Yes.
Everybody is different.
Yes. Yeah. It's a tricky one because I do understand that people have a hard time with it. But
slagging off on women's bodies is very passé.
Without knowing. And also just, who taught us that, Sarah? Rebecca Sparrow, curate your Instagram feed.
If something makes you upset.
If it's affecting you, if it's triggering you, if you find that annoying, that's your prerogative. I get it. There's things on Instagram that I find annoying. Curate. Start taking control of that, I think, because Emrata might be a really nice person with a really flat tummy. Like
27 million followers. Like, God, we've got 27,000. It's taken us so long to get there.
It's taken us 28,000 years.
Afternoons with those two girls.
Getting you through the mid-Arvo slump.
I saw you doing something really weird this morning to that person in the kitchen. What was it?
This annoys me so much because just before we went on, Lise goes, I'll lead it in just to mix it up so it's not just your voice starting the break. I think I know what this is about. I was like, all right, mate, it's my story to tell, but okay. All right.
You just took a stab in the dark.
What, just because you're guaranteed that I'm doing something weird in the kitchen when you come in? Look, you're not wrong. Abby Coleman, who is a brekkie radio presenter here in Brisbane on B105, was in the kitchen and she was on the phone to somebody. There was nobody else around and I was walking past. I made contact with Abby and I didn't know how to, I mean, I could have just waved, I suppose, but instead I gave one of these.
Oh, a wink.
Just a wink. And I immediately self-flagellated afterwards because I thought, why? Don't be the creepy winker. Don't be the winker in the office who does that. And I'll find as the older I get, it becomes quite like a tick that I have if I see somebody and it is always accompanied with that little sound.
You've got to do the click click. You've got to do the Skippy the Kangaroo.
Yes.
A wink is so loaded. Like you just don't know what it means. Is it
what
cheeky?
Does it mean?
Is
what
it
did
hello?
You intend it
or just
to
like
mean?
I wanted to be like, g'day, I see you, you're on the phone. Okay. But
I can't wink, so I bow down. I can't do it. I don't have control of my bad eye to begin with.
That's the viral conjunctivitis. Is it settling down?
I haven't actually used my drops all week.
Why? You can't complain about having a tiny eye and then not use the drops to open it again. Gosh,
I'm questioning the drops now. I really am. Anyway, I can't wink.
Look. What have you? Did you sit GAMSAT? Are you a doctor? Why are you questioning the drops you've been given? Huh?
It's really annoying me having to use them twice a day. I think it's overkill, and I'm just testing to see if my eye gets smaller this week.
Yeah, prescribing yourself your own.
No, that they do or don't work.
You also have an eyeball aversion as well, so that could be playing into it. Maybe that's why you don't wink because also, eyes actually scare you.
Putting eye drops in the middle of winter is uncomfortable. It's already cold. Imagine the liquid even colder into a cold eyeball. It's not pleasant.
You're such a sook.
It's not pleasant.
You will never make it when they ask you to be on SAS Australia.
Sarah.
You will never make it.
Sarah.
I really want them to call you to go on that show.
I don't even want to go on that show. I know I wouldn't make it, and nor would you for that matter.
Well, I would because I'd wink at the other contestants.
And throw them off.
I'd be running up a hill with a backpack. It's all right, Chappelle.
Going back to the winking, what did Abby say?
Nothing.
Did she confront
you? I said to her afterwards, I'm really sorry that I winked at you while you were on that phone call. That was really weird. And she said she didn't even notice, which hurt. So maybe what
Do you wink at men?
No, because I'm married.
What?
And as we've discussed, Lise, we feel like most men we meet are a little bit in love with this, so I don't want to give them a further indication. I don't want to give them false hope.
That's the equivalent of flirting.
Yeah, I'm not a woman who would stray. Absolutely.
See, it's not a funny thing. It's a flirty thing or creepy thing.
But not between women, not between straight women.
I think between women it's like, I know what you know, I have a secret kind of thing. It's loaded.
Oh, maybe. But no, I would never wink at a man. In fact, and if a man winked at me, I would think, my eyes are up here.
I like it when older male tradies wink at me or older male.
Let's pull that apart.
Older male.
You would like that.
Actually, I really like it when the older male postman winks at me because that feels like a granddad vibe.
That feels like he went through your delivery vibe.
The thing is, no. Old winking postman wants to hear that it's a granddad vibe because in their eyes it's not.
No, but they do it like that. It's almost the tip of a hat. They're not doing it in
How old is your postie?
I mean, he's getting there. He's definitely had the jab.
people over 40 can now get the COVID jab, so that's nothing.
I'm over 40 and nobody's coming knocking on my door yet, which is annoying me. No, he'd be in his 60s.
That's because you've got to register.
I have. I registered yonks ago as soon as I bloody could register, Sarah.
AB, you put your hand. Oh, is that just to tell us to wrap
God,
it up?
Oh, my God, she's so...
Sorry.
I said to be subtle about it.
But then you raised your hand like you were going to talk.
We agreed.
It
would have been much better if you'd winked at me.
Sarah needs to work with her body language is what we're picking up from this.
Oh, yeah, read this.
Oh, she just flipped the bird at us. Do the forks. It's a bit more old school.
The forks is less aggressive.
It really is. It's quite playful.
It says I grew up in the 80s. Up yours.
And you've got to say up yours.
Up yours.
Afternoons with those two girls.
Getting you through the mid-Arvo slump.
I was lying in the bath last night in bath oil because as soon as this season hits, I just become like a frill neck lizard and just start shedding. It's disgusting. So for 2 hours, I was in the bath just topping up the hot water, as it got a bit cool. The children were parenting themselves. And I was on the phone, you know, preparing for today's show. And and all of a sudden, Lisa's mum, Nicole, who's our bookkeeper, ping, a message comes up. Hi, girls. Could anybody tell me what the reference is for the try booking expenses and do you have a receipt? Thank you.
Now, can I just interject here and explain if people haven't been following the podcast or our other podcast 40 for the last couple of weeks, I took part in a 3.5 hour naked yoga experience. Now, I was very honest and said that I'd paid for that experience on our work credit card because I knew we'd be milking it for all it was worth for many, many a show.
Which I don't know will go down with our accountant at tax time. But anyway, so then I swapped to my thread with Lee's. Screenshot the message from her mother. Oh, $99.50. What could that be? Please tell your mother and keep me on the thread.
And the relationship with mum, my relationship with mum is as follows. We're quite close, but in saying that, I keep my life quite private. I've been like that since I was a teenager, whereas my older sister, being the first child, a bit more Sarah-like, will divulge everything to my mother. So I sort of always took the position of I keep things about what I do in life a bit more hidden. That's been our vibe. So I had said to Sarah, I will not be telling mum naked yoga. We'll just say it's a ticket for something. Right. But of course, the moment came.
Lee's
you need
reply,
a backstory
so
ready.
So when I said, please tell your mother and keep me on the thread, Lee's replies in capitals, fine. Then ping, back on the thread with her mum. The try booking payment was for naked yoga. I'll get you the receipt ASAP. To which Nicole replies, what is naked yoga related to you? And do you have the receipt? Lee's, the binch, says, well, Sarah wanted to try something different. So, Nicole, and then she goes, first it was horse riding and now it's naked yoga. I fear of what's to come. At which point I'm in the bath, slathered in oil, just being like, what is going on here? No.
Guys, you've got to admit that was quick thinking on my part.
No. I wrong answer, Lise. And then Nicole just sends like the shocked emoji face. Okay, so how do you want me to put this through? And, you know, reference it in zero.
So I say
Lise
to mum,
again replies, Sarah's follies / midlife crisis.
I mean, so such good fun.
But somehow Lise has the receipt.
And Nicole writes back, have you two, and I said, put it through as Lise reclaiming her sensuality.
Which I'm not comfortable with you saying the word sensuality to my mother about me.
I'm not comfortable with your mum thinking I did naked yoga. So swings and roundabouts. To which she says, have you two girls been smoking? And then just send the receipt in and I will manage. So I still don't know.
Mum still did not ask questions, though, Sarah.
No, it's so, what so do you make weird of that? Because Lise has banned me from telling my own mother that she did naked yoga.
Is it over now or are you going to have dinner with your mum?
This is what I'm wondering. I think two things. I think, and Sarah, feel free to psychoanalyze here. Firstly,
sure, that's my favourite hobby with you.
Have I set the boundaries with my mum so firmly over the last 41 years of my life that she knows not to question me any further on the naked yoga? That's option A. Or option B, have I potentially hurt her feelings because I haven't felt the need to give her a naked yoga 101? This is what I'm doing. What's your input, Mum? I fear that it's B.
I think it could be C.
What's
She's
C?
Scared of you and doesn't like asking questions because, you know, you've done weird things your entire life.
Not really.
You have. I'm... Remember when you were a kid and you used to put rhinoceros beetles in your mouth so they would hiss at people?
That was fun. That was a fun way to scare Mum, even when I was three.
Dead set. She would pick up those giant... rhinoceros beetles. So the pincers were out of her mouth and they would be in there going...
And then I'd open my mouth and people would say, what a lovely little girl. And I'd open my mouth just a little bit and go... That's at the point where Mum took me to a doctor and said, I think there's something terribly wrong with this child. All she wants to do is wear black and eat rhinoceros beetles.
This True won't story. Be raised
So that's what I mean.
Her.
I think naked yoga is probably just another, oh, that's our lazy.
Afternoons.
I'm so much more relaxed.
With Lees and Sarah. Wow.
Little shameless plug for our other podcast, 40. Now, if you guys are loving Halfternoons, we love that for you. But every Thursday on our 40 podcast, it's just a conversation between you and I, Sarah. Mm-hmm. So if you like this sort of free-flowing chat, you'll love our Thursday Inner Circle episodes.
And it's still different things to what you've heard in Halfternoons.
And so much so that we were chatting on today's episode of Inner Circle 40 about the fact that you are raging over footpath etiquette.
Well, yes, I've got quite a lot of angry lady books on my bedside table at the moment, and every time I open up a page, it is inciting some kind of rage in me. And one of them was talking about how women are always the first to move off a footpath and get out of people's way, and it's just elicited something in me where I'm like, I am standing my ground now. I'm not moving out of the way for dogs. I'm not moving out of the way for people walking two abreast.
You'll only move out of the way for prams, which I think is
obviously
great.
Older people who actually, you know, or if there's an exchange where we're both moving to the side and it's a courteous interaction, fine. Yes. I'm not a total Grinch, but I just...
She's just
like
a partial Grinch, and that's why we love her. But Sarah, there's been so many messages in our DMs about this very thing.
Really?
So I just want to read you this one out.
We spoke for 50 minutes in that episode today, and that's
It's the pavement chat that's really done it. So listen to this one. It says, Sarah, you'd be proud. Was just walking along the footpath, two decent-sized blokes walking towards me side by side. Decided not. I'm not moving for you. They got so close and the guy closest to me had to do a quick sidestep as he realised I wasn't moving. Maybe you've started a movement.
Own the pavement.
Oh. Maybe. There's hashtag. Honestly, so many.
Really?
So many women saying, that's it. Yes, I will be doing the same, or I do the same and have been.
Okay. All right. Brings new movement to like pound the pavement.
Can I read you one more?
Yeah.
I also walk with a pram and have had to end up on the grass for dogs. And I own two dash hounds who love the footpath, but I never, ever let them get in the way of people. People can be real dicks on footpaths.
Yes.
My husband cringes and I couldn't give a flying...
Good on you. Good on you.
Oh, we love you, angry, angry people.
Footpath rules.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. All right, well, take a listen to 40. You're obviously across podcasts and how they work, and let us know what you think about both. We do love it when you share or tag or review, rate, leave comments, slide into our DMs or emails. It really floats Lisa's boat because she answers them all. I'm too busy being aggressive on footpaths. Bye, guys.
See you tomorrow. Listener.